off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. How are you, Jenna?
Morena. Very good.
Very good.
Good song from Dunedin.
Bit of a...
Before I start.
Yeah, it's a good way to kick the show off, eh?
Hometown.
Yeah. Hey, what have you brought us? You brought us a big stack of books this morning.
So this is our last review for the year. So I know everyone's in Christmas mode. So
yeah.
I just want to give you some books that you might have missed. So don't stress out because I'm going to say some titles, but we'll put it on our website and you'll have it on your website too.
It'll be all up there for you to look up later.
Okay, so my favourite book of the year, I raved and raved about it when I did a review of this earlier in the year, is The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead. I think this is a novel you could give to everyone. You could give it to 15-ish upwards. It's breathtaking, it's a punch in the guts, and it's not light, but you would never regret reading it. Colson Whitehead is coming to the Writers' Festival next year in May.
Awesome. Oh,
so
that's great.
So I think that's also a good seedling to plant for people.
Yeah.
I've been reading this really interesting adventure novel, New Zealand adventure novel, which I don't really read that often, and I thought it would be a good recommendation for adventurous readers. It's slightly dystopian. It's called The Burning River by Lawrence Patchett. This book couldn't come from anywhere but New Zealand. It's
right.
Set in a world where, well, in New Zealand, where there's swamplands, there's bad plastic, there's people living on the hills. What were you going to say, Tess?
Sorry, no, I just had a mic move. Oh. Carry on.
And to the most powerful people in society speak te reo Māori.
Very cool.
Really interesting politically as well.
Is it like a young adult novel or is it a...
No, it is an adult novel and there are adult themes in it, but a young person could read it. I'd give a young person any... I'm not very sensory, but people have different ideas about that.
I remember being in a bookshop once overseas and hearing someone... have a list of things that their child wasn't allowed to read in the books, and I just saw the bookseller's face just like freeze over a little bit, and I just thought, oh, I feel that. Was really, and the kid as well looked so despondent. I was like, they're definitely getting those books out of the school library, you just don't know about it.
It's a book is a very safe place to come into contact with some of that
hard
stuff.
Hard out.
And also, I do think this is a little bit of a political thing for me as well, that when you read something that you haven't experienced, it's so different to when you read it when you have experienced.
Yeah.
It's like way less graphic in your head.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the by. And okay, best summer read.
Everything.
Ducks Newburyport. This was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize and it won the Goldsmiths Prize, which the Goldsmiths is the most for experimental writing.
This is a thick book.
I want to know how we can describe how thick this is. Like it's
looks like a brick.
It's a brick.
It's 1,000 pages.
Yeah, so you're never going to run out of your book. I've read 300 pages so far and I safely know when I take this home I will still be reading it.
Excellent.
Between Christmas and New Year. There are no paragraph breaks. Oh. It is 4 sentences and
How long do you reckon a book this size would take you, Jenna?
Well, over a week I read 300 pages and I was very disappointed in myself because
you felt like you could have done more.
I thought I would have finished it, but it's actually very dense, but it's so good. It's very American. It's about a woman who's a mother. She is a pie baker and she it's her stream of consciousness.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Can I read this?
It
says, she worries about her children, caramelization, chicken, guns, tardigrades, medical bills, environmental disaster, mystifying confrontations at the supermarket, and the best time to plant nasturtiums.
Mm.
Nasturtiums? Excellent. Is that the right way to pronounce it?
That's
Rachel?
The one. That is the one.
You know, it's just like all of us, really.
Exactly. Just classic.
For kids' books, I know lots of people feel very disconnected from the kids' book world, but I wanted to tell you of two amazing children's books. There's The Adventures of Tupaia. This is by Courtney Cena Meredith and Matt Tate. It's just
beautiful.
Wow,
what a combo.
It's a beautiful hardback, and it's kind of a graphic novel about Tupaia. So you've got history, but it's beautiful and it's graphic. graphic, and you could give it to someone who's sort of about 6, 7, but then also someone who's about 15.
That's really cool. So this
is awesome.
Courtney Cena Meredith has obviously done the text.
Mm-hmm.
And who did you say the illustrator was again? Sorry.
Matt Tate.
That's awesome.
He has done the beautiful graphic illustrations.
Kind of comic-esque. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like it, and the illustration is quite.
I would be happy if someone got me this for Christmas.
Well,
to be honest,
I think that's right. It's an important part of New Zealand history, and I think it will be really, really wonderful. And then for the wee babies in your life, or someone who is learning te reo and feels like a baby te reo person themselves, My First Words in Māori by Stacey Morrison,
cute,
from the amazing Morrison family,
yeah,
who are doing wonders for te reo in New Zealand. You just have different sections. Whare, kai, mokai, emotions, whānau, and you just learn all your little words. It's
that's
quite
awesome.
Cute.
Oh, that's really cool.
So cute.
So there's a baby's book that also be probably very good for everybody.
Well, yes, and you know, if you buy it for a baby in your life and you read it to them, you can learn too.
You're just
so
learning as well.
Double learning. I think this is the best pictorial book. You know how lots of people get their mums or dads sort of
the coffee table,
$100, yeah, $90 book in this case, and this is called Private Gardens of Aotearoa.
Cool.
You are looking through the richest of the rich people's gardens.
Oh, who doesn't love doing
in New
that?
Zealand. But it's actually design-wise, it's really classy. The gardens are beautiful. Like they're not. There's lots of, I guess, kind of like permaculture type gardens, mm-hmm, kind of bushy gardens. A lot of it's set in central Otago, but you can dream your life away while looking through those. Very minimalist architecture in there.
I almost feel like this is my Christmas and you're giving me all these books. Yeah, a little bit. I'm just creating a pile next to me.
I've got two more for you. Okay, we've got a lot of science climate nerds in our lives,
we
and
do.
I think this is quite a good one. And I'm also mentioning this because it's launching at Time Out tonight.
Awesome.
For the Auckland launch, 15 Million Years in Antarctica by Rebecca Priestley. She is a science writer. She has been to Antarctica 4 times. She also is terrified of flying and suffers from anxiety. So it's her, and a lot of anxiety comes from
climate change
herself, but then within climate change, which she is actually seeing. So it's a bit of a, it's quite full on because it's like a lot of realism in terms of like science numbers backing it up, which I know you can read anywhere, but
yeah, it's having it in a book
is
different.
It's nice to have it all in one place.
And I really like the personal stuff.
Cool.
That it, you know, God, trying to get Antarctica, hard work. But yeah,
well, you know,
emotionally and physically.
Personal is political in all its various spheres.
That's right.
And what's the last one
last
you brought
one,
us?
Last one, best book for a fresh start in 2020. This is Frances Cook's Tales from a Financial Hot Mess.
So this is your New Year's resolution book,
it's
right?
Your money
I need that.
Millennial guide.
I would like that one.
So yes, those
anyone's
are just a few
listening
choices.
That's in my family right now, I would like this book for Christmas.
There we go.
But if you need anything, we're at the bookstore. It's Christmas. It's crazy. We're gift wrapping for free, and you can use your B card,
nice.
and we'll have more recommendations for you.
Oh, this is cool. It's got like little this financial one's got little recipes in it. Is
yeah.
That, so you can do cheap meals.
Yeah, she's got a great voice, and it's very inspiring, and it makes you sound like you're not an idiot.
Excellent. That is a very good way to feel.
I feel like
think.
That was a real concise, like, great list, Jenna.
Thank you.
So if you missed any of the titles of those, we'll put it up in the podcast. It'll also be on Time Out's website too, and you can just pop into the shop. So thank you, Jenna.
Thank you. See you in 2020 and have a safe and wonderful Christmas full of books.
Exactly. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas break too. Get to do some reading for fun.
I hope so. I'll be reading that Duxbury report. That's what I'll be doing.
Awesome.
That was Loose Reads.
It's